And aren't we so thankful for our Vita Zoe team? Amen. Amen. So very thankful for them. Y'all, in the last, since May, over these last few months, Tyler, stop pinching that baby's cheeks. The last several months since May, this team has learned like 27 songs. Isn't that awesome? Thank y'all very much. Let's remember Miss Fanny this morning in prayer. I know she's bummed and that she can't be here. Her voice is not there. I think Zoe was fine, though. She's been telling Josh for several years that she wanted to sing All Hail King Jesus. And so you might have been fine with, you know, that happy accident, you know. We don't know if she poisoned Fanny or not, so we're trying to check in on that. No, I'm just joking. But we are so thankful for y'all. And, you know, I was just thinking how the Lord provides and how he takes care of us in the wilderness. How he's not a God of scarcity, how he's a God of abundance. And he's abundantly provided for us. And Vita Zoe, y'all are an abundant supply from God. So I really want y'all to know that, our heart for y'all. All right, we're going to get back into John today. We're going to be in John chapter number 4. And I think before we do it, I need to pray just a little bit again because, you know, I get all excited and I need to get settled and centered a little bit. So let's take a breath with me. Lord, simply the psalm says, let the words of my heart, or let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto you. So I want my words to be pleasing unto you. And I want them to be the words that you speak, the message that you have for us today. I pray that we would receive what you have for each and every one of us. And Lord, I pray that we would not just walk away if there's a good message from this that we go, oh, that was, you know, we don't just walk away with fascination, but we apply it to our lives, Lord. That's my prayer. I pray and I ask that you would hear this prayer in Christ's mighty resurrected name. Amen. I'm trying to control this thing. Brittany, I might need your help, but let me see right quick. We're going to be in John chapter 4. And here, don't touch it for a second. Let me see if I can't do it. And when we get to this point in John chapter 4, we're going to pick up in verse number 43. And in John... kind of, we find ourselves, John's reminding us where we kind of started this journey in chapter 2. And it's the very first part of Jesus' ministry. And it's, you know, you know how like a parentheses work, right? You're putting like a parentheses around a word or passage. Yeah, Brittany, I'm not getting it, so I'm going to need you to help me. How parentheses work, this is what John's kind of doing in this section, saying like he's kind of signaling like, we started out with a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and now we're coming back to Jesus being in Cana of Galilee, where he was at the wedding. And so John's like, kind of like, hey, look, I want y'all to see we've gone over some things. And so if you'll bring up the next slide, Brittany. So we're going to find this story in John chapter 4, at the end of John chapter 4, and it's a begging father is the story that we're going to find. But John kind of sets the scene with reminding us of some themes that he's already kind of he's already developed and he's kind of uncovered for us. And so these themes are, and we've gone over these themes, but I wanted to bring them up again. And so, Brittany, if you'll go to the next slide. So we saw these themes in the rescued wedding and the disrupted worship. Go ahead with that first theme. And the themes that were introduced are the hour, right? This theme of the signs, the theme of his glory, like what is his glory? When will he really be glorified? And the theme of belief. So these are all themes that John has already introduced. And then we've seen kind of with the story of Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman, We've seen Jesus engage in dialogue with these two people. One you would think would know who Jesus is because he's a religious leader and he's a teacher of the law. And Jesus says, how are you a teacher of the law and you don't see? And one you wouldn't perceive to get this, and she's a Samaritan woman. And so you just on the surface of the story, you go, oh, she's an outsider. You wouldn't perceive her to know who Jesus is, but she learns who Jesus is. And she actually becomes the first preacher of the gospel. She goes and proclaims to her town. And like we said last week, you know, we might dismiss the notion that she's this horrible, sinful woman because she's able to go into her town and say, come and see, and they all come and see. So I think if she was just some wily person, they might just go, oh, we're not going to come and see because we don't trust your testimony. But she says, come and see. And they respect her word, and so they come and see. And then they tell her, they said, we believe not because you have told us, but because we have seen him, right? We did come and see. And so these themes were introduced. And so I want y'all to have these themes in your mind as we're reading through this passage. And then we're going to come through and we're going to make some of our observations. So Miss Brittany, I'm sorry, you're going to have to follow along with my reading here. But she's doing a good job, isn't she, everybody? Yeah, just on the fly, hopping in there, taking care of things, making it happen. All right. So Jesus had been in Samaria, and they asked him to stay. And it says, when 2 days were over, he went from that place, from Samaria, to Galilee. He had left Judea, and he was out on his way to Galilee. He says, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in the prophet's own country. So he's going back to Galilee. He lives in Galilee, but